What's one moment that you feel has dramatically impacted you?
You had to pick a deep question. Okay. I guess, in December of 2014, so fairly recent, when I went to see Bill Nye, the Science Guy, Bill, because I guess when I was, like, listening to him talk about, you know, science things, at the end he started to mention about how a lot of science programs and things that talk about science to, like, kids don't really encourage them to become scientists or people who go into different scientific fields. They kind of just try and teach them about it. And a lot of times it's boring, and the kids lose interest. And then, as that happens, as they grow older, they decide to not like science even more. And then, eventually, if this continues, then it'll eventually leave the world with a lot less engineers and researchers to find out more about the world and important things like cures for cancer or something. And that impacted me a lot because it made me want to help make other people fall in love with science, or at least like a little bit, so that they can help impact the world in a positive way.
Okay. So would you say that you feel like if you have a passion, like, you should hold on to it and, like, not let go of it?
I think that if you're very passionate about something, you should definitely hold on to it and try to pursue it as something you can do in life and help you get further in life. But if it's just, like, something you really like and you don't really want to take it too far, that's okay. I think you should do whatever you like with your passion, but I wouldn't give up on anything.
Okay. So, that said, how do you want to impact the world?
I don't want to leave a huge mark on the world. I don't want to be famous or anything. I don't feel like being stalked by paparazzi. I guess I would like to leave the world with people thinking about what they can do for the world. Kind of like, if they feel like they can change the world in a positive way and make it a better place or find a cure for cancer, then they should be able to pursue that, and they shouldn't give up on that dream.
Okay. So, what is something in your life that has impacted you significantly, like a type of music or like a favorite show, something like that?
Well, my favorite band is All Time Low. They're my favorite ever. They're pretty cool people, I guess. I've never met them, but they seem like cool people. They've been pretty inspirational to me. A lot of their music deals with loving yourself or believing in yourself. And I think that's very important because it's kind of helped me gain more confidence in who I am and not care what other people think.
So, how would you describe yourself as a person?
I'll describe myself as someone who cares a lot about both myself and the people I like and some people around me, and I think I'm considerate in a way, I guess. Smart, maybe. Just throwing out adjectives. I don't know. I think I'm pretty average, though. Like, normal. Nothing that special, but also, you know, no one else is like everyone else.
Okay. So why do you think you're that way?
I don't know. I don't really try to be someone who's out there. I'm pretty quiet, so I guess I don't really put a huge name on myself, like that one person. I'm just kind of there minding my own business, doing what I want.
So you mentioned a lot about your friends and the people you associate with. So what do you want, for them? What do you want for the people around you? Do you want them to, what do you want to leave for the people around you? Kind of an example. So, what do you want them to be? If they couldn't be anything else, would you stress as the most important thing?
Who they can be, or who I want them to be?
Who they can be.
Most of my friends are pretty good people. I would like them to keep being good people. That's an important thing, to be a good person. I don't know. I think they're not perfect. No one's perfect, but I can't really think of anything I would want them to change about themselves. I like them for who they are. But I would probably say maybe, I don't know.
So you would want them to remain themselves and true to themselves?
Yeah, stay true to themselves. And not, be someone who listens to negative things other people might tell them, or something. I'd like them to keep loving themselves and staying positive.
Okay. Well, those are all the questions I have. So, it's kind of that awkward moment right now.
This is
sure.